Please be seated.
Shabbat Shalom. What happens when we try to match wills with the Lord? In this week's parasha, we will see the great Pharaoh attempt to ignore and stop God's will and the total disaster that it brings. Parasha Vaera translates to, "And I appeared," and covers Exodus 6:2 through 9:35. Parasha Vaera teaches us that no matter how much we want to deny the reality and power of God, we can never stop his will. We continue from last week's cliffhanger with the Lord declaring to Moses that he has remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord instructs Moses to speak to our people and proclaim that he would deliver us from slavery and then lead us to the promised land of our ancestors. In doing so, we would see the great power of Adonai, that he alone is God, and we would be taken as his people. Moses shared the words of the Lord, but our people would not listen, as they had only suffered more since Moses had come back. Even though we doubted the words of God, he is still completely faithful to the covenant that he makes. So he then sent Moses with Aaron to demand again that Pharaoh let our people leave Egypt. The narrative is interrupted at this point, and we read the genealogy of Moses and Aaron. The importance of genealogy may not matter much to us today, but was very important in ancient Israel. Their genealogy, recorded in Exodus 6, demonstrated that they have the genealogical qualifications to lead our people. And it's intentional to break up the narrative and draw attention to this point of the story. So after this genealogy, we return to the narrative. We return to the story. Moses doubts he could speak to the great Pharaoh of Egypt, a man who was worshipped as a god by his people. Adonai tells Moses that he will make Moses like a god to Pharaoh. The Lord also states that he will harden Pharaoh's heart, so that despite the amazing signs he is about to perform, Pharaoh will not let our people go. Now, many people read a verse like this out of context and have tried to paint Pharaoh in a sympathetic light. The argument is made that Pharaoh would have immediately let our people go if the Lord had not forced him to harden his heart and refuse. And you typically hear an argument like this from atheist Bible commentators. But if you read the verses about the Lord hardening Pharaoh's heart in context, however, this argument falls apart very quickly. First, we should remember that this Pharaoh had no problem murdering an entire generation of male babies and is not some sort of innocent man getting a raw deal here. We also see during many of the plagues and encounters with Moses that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. And we see that over and over again, particularly in this parasha. During the first two plagues, his magicians or sorcerers are weakly able to imitate the Lord's power. And Pharaoh clings to the belief that his desire will triumph over the power of God. In Egyptian culture, the Pharaoh was considered a god, and this Pharaoh truly believed that no one could defy his will. But the plagues the Lord strikes the land of Egypt with are a display of his power for the benefit of our people and all of Egypt. Each plague demonstrates the Lord's superiority over the fake Egyptian gods, including Pharaoh himself. By hardening Pharaoh's heart at the end of these plagues, the Lord shows that it is his will be done, and not the will of any fake deity or man. So Moses and Aaron go to Pharaoh and show the sign of Aaron's staff turning into a snake. But Pharaoh is not moved by this display of power, because his own magicians can perform the same feat, though their snakes are consumed by Aaron's. Pharaoh ignores this fact, hardens his own heart and refuses to let our people go. The rest of the parasha records 7 of the 10 plagues, each more terrible than the last. The first plague turned all the water in Egypt to blood. Pharaoh still hardened his heart despite this plague, and his magicians could weakly imitate the Lord's real power. After that first plague, the Lord sent frogs, gnats, flies, death to livestock, boils, and finally hail large enough to kill animals. Each time the Lord struck Egypt with a plague, Moses and Aaron would go to Pharaoh. He would appear to have finally decided to stop fighting the will of God, but each time would change his mind the moment the Lord ended the plague. This happens over and over again. While each plague raged, the Lord provided for our people and spared us from experiencing these terrible events. And so the parasha ends with Pharaoh sinning again by hardening his heart after relief from the plague of hail. So Parasha Vayera provides a powerful lesson on how we cannot stop Adonai's will. Pharaoh believed that as a God and leader of such a powerful nation, he could refuse the demands of Adonai to let our people go. During the first 2 plagues, he trusted in the power of the magicians he controlled more than the incredible devastation happening around him, and suffered very greatly for it. Now, we read repeatedly that Pharaoh hardened his heart. But what does that actually mean? When we see the phrase that Pharaoh hardened his heart, we should understand that he was willfully denying the physical and spiritual reality around him. He refused to accept the power of God being displayed and the need to submit himself to Adonai's will. When we read the story of the Exodus, it seems incredible that Pharaoh refused God after the very first plague. And this is why it has led to people arguing that he was some sort of mindless puppet of God. But how often do we act like Pharaoh in our own lives? We also can ignore the reality of God all around us and fight against his will in our lives as well. We also see after each plague, it was like he forgot what had just happened. And this is not something exclusive to those we consider wicked. We read in Mark 8 that the disciples were worrying about bread after seeing the Lord provide for thousands. In that passage, you see Yeshua asking the disciples, how many thousand did we feed the first time? How many thousand did we feed the second time? How much bread was left over? Do you guys understand? You have eyes, but you can't see, ears, you can't hear. Why are you asking about bread? Because you have just seen the power of God at work. And we are also quick to forget what the Lord has done in our own lives. It is important to take time to remember what the Lord has done, to count the ways he has blessed us this very day, from the big to the small. Parasha Vayera tells us that we need to know whether or not we have hardened our hearts like Pharaoh. Are we denying the reality and rule of our Creator in our lives, or have we come to him through his Son and ended our denial and rebellion? Have we forgotten what the Lord has done in our lives and have allowed the suffering of this world to rob us of our peace and joy? If we have hardened our hearts, we need to give ourselves over to his will, which is infinitely better than our own. May the Lord enable each of us to experience the blessings of living within his will and avoid the destruction that comes from trying to fight against the one true God. Thank you.